This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Tuesday, October 28th. I'm Ngozi Cole. A new report says a proposed passenger rail line between Santa Cruz and Watsonville is not getting any cheaper. KAZU's Scott Cohen reports.
The report by the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission staff and a team of consultants says the so-called zero-emission passenger train would cost up to $4.3 billion to build and $41 million a year to operate. It projects about 4,800 total boardings on a typical weekday. A round trip counts as two boardings. That's a small fraction of the daily commuters on Highway 1. The figures are roughly the same as a draft report in July. The new report says the project would shorten travel times and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The RTC will decide in December whether to fund the next step for the project, an environmental review. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
Monterey County wants residents' input about which sustainable transportation options will work for them. A listening session will be at Castroville Library on Thursday, November 6th at 5:30 p.m. This is for a study addressing transportation gaps in the region to improve options for farm workers, hospitality workers, and seasonal employees. The county hosted a series of transportation forums during summer and recently closed a community survey. At the upcoming forum, county officials will share results from the survey and discuss new ideas with community members as they hope to find sustainable solutions. And that's all for Monterey Bay Today. Tune in tomorrow for more news.